He has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Wednesday morning, December 16th edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. Well, you know, we had a shaky week in the market last week, and I burnt the midnight oil last Thursday and Friday looking into the internals of the market once again and the fundamentals and the facts, which sliced through the fear and the sentiment of the market. And I came to the conclusion once again that there's no reason to be selling everything and moving to the sidelines because the bull market's still intact. I've been saying that for the last 6.5, almost 7 years. March will be the anniversary there. So we'll continue to monitor this thing going into 2016. The Dow is up 112 today. The Dow is at 17,637. That's a 0.6% move today on the Dow on this Fed day. The S&P 500 is up almost 12 points right now. That's about the same percentage as the Dow. It's at 2,055. That's where the S&P 500 is. The NASDAQ is up 25 points today. That works out to 0.5%. The NASDAQ is at 5,020. Crude oil, back down a little bit today, but holding in the $36.71. On a relative basis, that sounds pretty good because we got down to $34.53. But when you look at the big picture, from $107 down to $36.71. Gold is up a bit today, $1,075 per ounce. The euro is at 1.0932, and in anticipation of a rate hike today, the 10-year yield's at 2.27. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson from San Diego, California. That's where we broadcast live every day. Some people think we just have a podcast, that I just sit here and stare at a wall and record a podcast. But we have a live radio show heard from Honolulu to Sarasota up to Boston and, of course, all through the Midwest in St. Paul, Minneapolis. We've got a show in Atlanta. We're heard all across America on the Salem Wall Street Network. Good time in San Diego if you're coming out for the holidays. I saw my first pod of whales last night as I was going home. I came down the hill towards my home. I saw 5 whales puddling and spouting off just right in front of our home. And we've got grandchildren coming here and folks from out of town to spend some time with us. Everybody wants to visit the Gundersons in San Diego. Be fun to show those little girl grandkids those whales, those families of whales. Where are they headed? Well, they're headed from Alaska, they're headed from Canada, and they're headed down to Baja. Hey, that sounds pretty good. I'd like to join them. They're headed down to Scammon's Lagoon, Mag Bay, for their spring break, their annual spring break. It's one big party down there. And then they travel back with their little babies. So quite a sight every year in San Diego, one of the great places to watch these magnificent creatures. Speaking of whales, the Fed today will weigh in. Boy, they're the whale in the room, let me tell you. And everybody expects a quarter of a point rate hike. What if they don't hike rates today? Boy, I think you could see a vicious sell-off in the market. We're expecting it. We're anticipating it. We're ready for it. We've submitted ourselves to it. Let's just get it over with. And then we'll probably have 3 or 4 more rate hikes, depending upon the economy now. And you know what? I mean, the fact that the Fed is hiking rates is probably your best indicator of all that the economy continues to be healthy enough here in the U.S. of A. to support a continued bull market. Is that not powerful evidence? Do you think the Fed would be hiking interest rates if they saw a recession right around the corner? You know, every time we have a bad week in the market, I don't know what it is, but people that are negative and have been bearish on the market, they tend to be smart, Alex. And I see them on Twitter, and they like to laugh out loud. Well, you know what, you guys? You've been wrong for the last 6.5, 7 years. Where are these people, you know, most of the time? The only time they come out of their caves and out of their holes, crawl out of their holes, is when the market has a bad week. Well, I don't think the Fed would be hiking interest rates if they see a bear market and a looming recession around the corner. We have gas in Missouri, $1.77. I just thought I'd throw that out. That's the lowest print in the nation. I paid $2.60 yesterday here in California. Of course, we're taxed and taxed and taxed again in California, trying to keep the air clean and global warming and climate change and all this kind of stuff. We pay $2.60. I'm going to move to Missouri, $1.77. Do you have whales? Can you watch whales in the evening in Missouri? Who won the debate last night? Well, you know, I found it to be a very contentious debate. I'm not one that really likes contention. I don't think it's right to stir one against another. I would just rather hear pure, honest, from the heart opinions and matters on very important items. But it seems like a lot of these moderators have an agenda to pit one against another and to stir up contention. And I just don't like that. I think we ought to be kind to our fellow man. January 14th will be the next debate. It's pretty obvious the mood of America right now, a little bit on edge, a little bit nervous, not a little bit, a lot nervous. I sent out a tweet yesterday that Smith and Wesson, you know what they do for a living. No, they don't make Wesson oil to fry chicken in. They make guns. Smith & Wesson is up 151% year to date. That's SWHC. I think that indicates, is an indicator just a little bit of where America is at these days. Smith & Wesson up 151% here in 2015. We have this morning, we have China saying that they're going to grow by 6.8%. Yeah, you know, that sounds good. It's not the 10 you used to grow at, guys. The Chinese market actually has been pretty decent here recently. You know what? I got sick at that restaurant, that Chinese restaurant. I'm not going back anytime soon. I just don't trust their numbers and their math and their news. And, of course, I don't really trust America's news anymore. It seems to be more opinion than news. But China, whew, but 6.8%. We're expecting about 2 to 2.5% growth here in America. By contrast, housing starts much stronger than expected. Let's see how my D.R. Horton is doing today. I have one bit of exposure to that housing industry. I still like that stock. That's a $12 billion stock. It's having an okay day. Got a good chart there, still a good value. I'm not selling mine anytime soon. My AAP, Advanced Auto Parts, may be in play. A couple of companies looking at it. You know, it dropped dramatically here recently, very unexpected. This has been a very good stock over the years. Had a huge day yesterday on speculation that there may be a suitor for Advanced Auto Parts, an $11.6 billion company. How's Disney doing today in anticipation of the Force being unleashed this weekend? Not bad. Up again. We'll see what kind of box office. Boy, they're expecting a big one. A big box office. Are you camping out tonight or tomorrow in your Jedi outfit? You know, I think I'll pass. I think I'll wait till it comes out on DVD. But the Force, expecting to rake in a lot of dough for Disney. You know what? My last story is this. McDonald's is hitting a new high. I'll tell you why. The other night, coming home from the mall, a little bit of shopping. And, you know, I don't know why. I just pulled through a McDonald's drive-thru. I don't feel like stopping anywhere. Something quick, grab on the way home. Talk about sign of the times. One Big Mac. Okay, one Big Mac, one small fry, and a smoothie. A small, I don't know, mango, papaya, something like that. $10.01. Now, man, I can remember when a Big Mac was 2 for $4, and fries were like 59 cents, and a drink was maybe 99. $10.01. I thought to myself, I could have had a good dinner instead of this junk. No wonder Disney is hitting new highs. Well, I remain bullish on the market. We went through the big picture on Monday. We featured two stocks yesterday. We try to talk about great stocks in this great country, the United States of America. Sometimes we find stocks, too, around the world. But when we come back, let's talk about some success stories, all right? No contention here. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The Best Stocks Now app was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Apperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the Best Stocks Now app is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour, where some of the best technology, some of the best innovation, some of the brightest ideas, some of the best companies, many of the best companies come from right here, made in the good old U.S. of A. Oh, there's help. Technology coming from Singapore and chips coming from Taiwan, etc. But America is the home of ideas and capitalism and cures for this and cures for that and technology for this and technology for that. Let's not ever infringe or change that. Look at the stock market. What a great success story it has been over the years. When I got into the market, it was at 3,000 when I got into the business. Now the market is at, what, 17,000 something? Do you know how many revolutions I've seen along the way in healthcare, in medicine, in drugs, in technology, just technology alone in my lifetime? I got my first computer when I was probably in my 40s, early 40s, something like that. It was a big old clunker. It weighed about 47 pounds, and I thought I'd died and gone to heaven. It had spreadsheets with 20 rows and 20 columns that could pick up and do all the calculations in about 30 seconds or so. My spreadsheet now has something like 5,000 columns. I can't, or 5,000 rows, easily a few thousand columns, and it does the calculations in nanoseconds. It's quite incredible where we've come in technology. That's what happens when you let people invent and you leave them alone. And there's got to be that profit incentive, you know, for better or for worse. There has not been a better system invented. There has to be a little profit incentive. People just don't do it for the good of society, do they? You can look to socialist countries and you don't see those same innovations and those same inventions, do you? Only in America. Well, one of the great stocks of our day, you know, I don't know if it's been good for our society or not, but there's a lot of people that are online now. The other night when I was at the mall and I walked through a fairly empty Macy's store, I wondered how many people are sitting at home right now shopping in their slippers, in their bathrobe, in their easy chair, sipping on a latte or Kai tea or whatever your poison is, and shopping and looking for the best price, etc. There's not a whole lot of people at the mall these days. Well, the same can be said for almost anything online. Not many people reading the newspaper anymore. I can remember sitting every night. By the end of the reading the paper, your hands would have ink all over them, you know, and you'd have to recycle your newspapers and everything, and they would build up. And I used to be a delivery boy when I was a young fellow. That was my first job. And now it's all pretty much online. We used to go to the library. I used to love when my mother would take me to the library and we could check out some Dr. Seuss books. Another great product that comes from San Diego, Ted Geisel, Dr. Seuss, right here in San Diego. I love The Cat in the Hat and Green Eggs and Ham and reading books. And now I download books off my Kindle device instantaneously. Times have changed. I never got into the video games, but I know a lot of people have. The other day, I took my crew to Buffalo Wild Wings for lunch. Was not impressed. Music way too loud. That's annoying. I don't know, but it seems to be popular. I was watching a football game on the big screen, and my son said, that's not a football game. That's Madden. That's Madden football. It looked almost real. You can hardly tell the game from the real thing these days. Well, Electronic Arts has been a pretty good stock, hasn't it, over the years? It's only a $22 billion company now, headquartered in Redwood City, California. It's a stock that I own here at Gunderson Capital Management. No, I don't own this in my big income account where I try to keep people safe and try to provide them a little income along with some capital appreciation. I don't own this in my conservative premier growth account, my other growth account. I own this in my ultra growth account. This is for a little bit younger people with a little bit higher risk profile. This is a large cap stock, but it's not Disney, you know. It's not a blue chip, but it's been growing at a rate of 50% per year over the last 5 years. That's their earnings. That's their bottom line earnings. That's their wallet. Can you imagine if your wallet was growing by 50% per year? You'd have to get a bigger pocket or a bigger wallet after a while. Well, that's what Electronic Arts has been doing. And that translates into some pretty good capital appreciation for shareholders. Electronic Arts over the last 5 years has put 36% per year into investors' pockets. No guarantee that they'll continue to do that going forward, but that's what they've done over the last 5 years. How do you get even with that teenager sitting on the couch playing video games? Buy the stock. EA, which is one we own, over the last 3 years, it's put 68% per year into investors' pockets. Then you'll be, if you own the stock, you'll be encouraging your kid to go out and buy some more video games. Got to support dad's position in the stock or mom's position. Over the last 12 months, the stock's up 60%. The market's up 3%. No wonder I own this in my ultra growth stock. You know, every day we ask ourselves here at Gunderson Capital Management, do we own the best stocks now? And it's hard for me to say, no, I think we can do better than Electronic Arts right now. Now, there's no guarantees. It's a 3% position. We have no intention of selling it because when we look into the future, we still see value there. We see a company that if they can make $3.54 next year, which is what the estimates are, and if they can continue to grow in the 15 to 20% area over the next 5 years, come up with new games, maybe you will be able to shop at the mall online. I don't know what's coming. Who would have ever guessed we would be where we're at today with I want to be able to order my dinner. I want to see it online and have it delivered to my door by a drone within, 5 minutes of ordering it. That's what I want. Electronic Arts is a stock that we currently own. We consider it to be a best stock now. It has to have value. We have a 5-year target price here of 135. It's currently at 72. It has performance. It's been one of the top performing stocks, and we think it fits nicely in our ultra growth portfolio, which contrasts with the large cap premier growth portfolio. We have 4 portfolios here at Gunderson Capital Management, and this is in our most aggressive. EA is the symbol on the New York Stock Exchange. I don't make recommendations, but I love to talk about great companies wherever I can find them. This one happens to be in Redwood City up in the San Francisco Bay Area, the home of many great companies. In fact, one of the hubs of technology and innovation and American know-how. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer, mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, just to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNow app was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Sapperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the BestStocksNow app is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to. And the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
said the right thing, but her mother used the wrong line.
Well, welcome back to the second half of the Best Docs Now Radio Hour. Come out and visit San Diego this time of year. It is now whale watching season. I saw my first family of whales last night just off of our coast, maybe 200 yards, maybe two football fields, something like that. That's how close they come to shore. They're amazing, just magnificent creatures. Fed rate hike, speaking of whales, more than likely. Get ready for it sometime. Around 11 a.m., I believe, Pacific Standard Time, 2 p.m. if you're back there on the East Coast. We should say get a Merry Christmas from Miss Yellen and then a Bah Humbug, a quarter rate point hike. And I think the market really wants it because, you know what? You say, why? Why would the market really want it? Well, doesn't it tell you that that feels pretty good about the economy right now? As a stock investor, shouldn't it make you feel good that the Fed feels pretty good about the economy? If anybody's got their pulse on the economy, they do. It ought to make you feel a little bit more comforted as a stock investor, if you are. We have, China, expecting 6.8% growth next year. We're expecting about 2 to 2.5. Which is one more reason why I remain bullish, and I'm more bullish, much more bullish on 2016 than I was on 2015, which ended up being a flat to pretty down year for most investors. And next year we're looking for 8% growth in earnings in the S&P 500, but we will stay on top of that weekly. I publish that number weekly here at Gunderson Capital. I do my own work. GundersonCapital.com to get on our weekly newsletter mailing list. May the force be with Disney this weekend. That is one of the stocks I own in my income portfolio. Pays a nice dividend and also has been a pretty good growth stock over the years, hasn't it? And I don't think they're done. I don't think Disney has thought up every idea they're going to ever think up. They're going to continue to innovate. Now they're teaming up with Alibaba in China, bringing Mickey to the Chinese. All right, let's take a look at our next success story. The Second Amendment says a well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state. Here's the important part. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. Well, it's being infringed all the time, isn't it? When I was a young man, my father grew up during the Depression. They had to hunt rabbits, and they had to trap quail and things to survive during those tough times. So he was a fisherman and a hunter, and he knew how to. He could probably have lived off the land had he wanted to. He definitely had the skills to do that. We always had fish in our freezer, deer. We had elk. We had antelope. We had ducks. We had quail. We had lobster. We had clams. We ate good at the Gunderson household because Dad was an outdoorsman. We had smoked tuna, smoked salmon, tuna jerky. Man, and I've carried on that tradition, and I used to go hunting with Dad. Don't you think? I don't know of anything better. I can't think of any greater memories as a child growing up than getting up at 3 a.m. Oh, that alarm would go off, but you know what? The adrenaline flowing through my veins. We're going duck hunting this morning. We're going to go put our boots on. We're going to crawl in the dark out to our blind with our duck call, and we're going to call in those ducks, maybe take home a few and cook them up for dinner tonight. Or we're going to go get in the boat and we're going to go offshore and we're going to look for some tasty critters, maybe some tuna, maybe some rock cod, who knows what else. And part of that was I had a nice shotgun growing up. I had a Charles Daly over-under shotgun that I learned to use. I took a class. I took a hunter safety class. That was required before you could get a hunting license in California. And I learned respect for that gun. And I knew how to clean it and take care of it and how to operate it. And I treated it with the greatest of respect. And every fall, you know, about September, about August, we'd start buying boxes of shotgun shells that would go on sale at the local sporting goods store. And we'd get ready for dove season. That was the kickoff, September. We'd go over to the Imperial Valley and look for the flights of doves, which were thick over there. And then we would always look for that prized white-winged dove, which was bigger. And did we waste our catch? No, we'd come home and my mother would make dove stew, which was delicious. It had carrots and potatoes and gravy and little dove breast in there, and it was a delicious thing. And it was nice to know that, you know, this is something that we did ourselves. So anyways, I grew up with shotguns in my home. We weren't target shooters or skeet shooters. We just went on the hunt. We would go pheasant hunting in the fall. There's nothing more exciting than a big rooster pheasant rising up out of an alfalfa field that your little Brittany Spaniel uncovered and unearthed for you. And I don't know that there's anything better than a fresh pheasant on the rotisserie for dinner at night. That's why God gave us these things, for man's use. Anyways, enough of that. How about Smith & Wesson? The most politically incorrect stock, I suppose, out there in Springfield, Massachusetts. I don't know how they get by. I don't know how they survive being in Massachusetts. Do you think they would have moved their headquarters to Texas by now? But they're still in Massachusetts. Talk about a stock. I mean, this stock did nothing, really, until Mr. Obama became president 7-8 years ago. And it's gone up ever since. In fact, over the last 5 years, Smith & Wesson, SWHC, on the NASDAQ, a $1.2 billion publicly traded company, has moved at a pace of 42% per year. You know, I also remember in those days, growing up in high school and junior high, we didn't have the shootings that we have today. We had the guns. Everybody, a lot of people were sportsmen. It seems to be something has changed amongst people, not the guns, here in these last 10 years, 20 years, 15 years or so, that has changed society and made guns such a controversial topic. Anyways, over the last 3 years, Smith & Wesson has delivered 33% per year to investors. The market's delivered 13%. Now, this may not be the stock for you. I'm just pointing out to you that this stock has soared in the last 8 years. Over the last 12 months, the stock's up 123%. You know, when everybody was rushing to gold like 7-8 years ago, I wrote an article. I said, you know what? You should be rushing to the gun stocks. Guns have performed much better than gold. I don't see the inflation. I don't see the crash in the dollar. Someday, yes, but not yet. I see the real opportunity in the gun stocks, and I talked about, there's two of them. There's Smith & Wesson, SWHC, and there's Ruger, RGR. And then there's, of course, the Cabela's of the worlds and the Dick's Sporting Goods that also sell the weapons. Now, is Smith & Wesson still a good buy? Well, a lot of that depends on who becomes president. But as long as we continue to have events like San Bernardino, and the L.A. school district sending home 640,000 people yesterday, I think people are going to continue to want to protect themselves, which the Constitution says we have the right to do and don't infringe upon it. Well, I recently bought, I haven't bought a gun since I was a teenager. I recently bought a little .22 for target. You can't believe what you have to go through in California now to get a .22. A little .22 target. Background checks. I had to wait like 2 weeks or something. I'm on some list now, you know. They follow me around the FBI. It's just incredible. Now, I do believe you should try to keep the hands out of crazies, but you shouldn't infringe upon the people's right as citizens of the United States of America to own a gun. Anyways, there, I just lost about 20% of my audience. I don't give a damn, do I? Anyway, Smith & Wesson is still a best stock now. Smith & Wesson is trading at what, 15 times earnings? and it's got a PEG ratio of 1.08, it's still a best stock now. I do not have a position in this stock, but over the years, I have traded it off and on and have been successful with it. Anyways, there's your politically incorrect stock for the day, but it is a best stock now. They come in all shapes and sizes from all walks of life. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNow app was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Sapperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the BestStocksNow app is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Lady Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. Well, we've talked a little bit about some of the news taking place. You know, the market never rests, does it? Here we are, December the 16th. A lot of people are home with families. We have our first group coming in Friday night. We have three groups coming in to stay with us over the next week. But the market never sleeps. I'll be here right up until, Christmas Eve is a Thursday, I think. Yeah, Thursday. Christmas is Friday. Christmas Eve is actually my favorite day of the year. But the market goes on. We're preparing our portfolios for 2016. In fact, we'll have a couple of meetings amongst the fellas here taking a look at our current holdings. I've got three kids, three young men. They're in their late 20s, okay, smart guys, and I'm trying to teach them as I go what they didn't learn in college. You know, there's a lot that they don't learn in college. Basically, how to survive on the streets every day. So much of this stuff that they learn is, you know, theoretical and hypothetical and things that you really don't face a lot. So I try to give them a little bit of the street smarts that it takes to be in this business. I brought back a big tripod with some big tablets for our conference room yesterday. I plan on giving them more lessons and more instruction this year. They're all very smart in their own way, and they're going to learn a lot more about, you know, the whole process, which they're pretty familiar with. They watch and they observe, but I'm going to share a lot more with them. These are good fellas, you know. I was thinking, as I watched the debate last night, don't you wish we could go back, I mean, to where we were maybe 20 years ago or 25 years ago, the days I was talking about when I spent nights on the bay hooping lobsters with my father, you know. There was a lot of things that I guess I didn't teach my son. I tried to teach him a lot, but my father taught me, I think, a lot more than I taught my son. He works here with me, but I don't know that my son knows how to gut and fillet a fish and vacuum pack it so nothing goes to waste. I think that's a good thing to teach a son or a daughter. Maybe we wouldn't have so many kids getting in trouble these days, right? I don't know if I taught him how to clean and dress a duck. You know, I always got the duty at the end of the hunt. I was low man on the totem pole. Guess who got to pluck the quail? Yeah, you know, Dad would help and everything, but he did. He was the better shot. If a quail went down with after I shot, he would say, "Oh, I think that thing died of a heart attack. I don't think you hit it." But I got the job of, you know, dressing and making sure that they look good on the barbecue that night or on the rotisserie. Nothing better than fresh valley quail. Nice dinner of that. I think if we taught our kids that, maybe we could get back to we're always looking back at the good old days, it seems like. How about cleaning and dressing a deer? I've been was involved with my father. We made deer salami and deer hamburger, and we've had deer spaghetti at our house, and you know, roast loin of venison and things like that. That's all good stuff. I don't think we'd have as many troubled kids in today's world. How about baiting a lobster trap? Have you ever smelt lobster bait? Oh, man. You know what the saying is? The stinkier, the better. You want to leave that stuff out in the sun. You want a lobster, 20 miles away to be able to smell your trap, to come running to your trap to see what you got so he doesn't go in the other guy's trap. Have you ever tasted fresh lobsters? I remember one night my dad and I boiled up. We each got a limit, which is 14 lobsters. You got to boil them, you know, that night. We had boiling water all over my mom's kitchen and stunk up the joint. Boy, she woke up the next morning. She was hopping mad. But she was not hopping mad when she tasted that fresh lobster next to a little filet mignon on the barbecue. So, you know, these are the kind of things. Teach a kid or a girl how to pitch a tent, you know, and survive. Cook in a Dutch oven. Have you ever opened the lid of a Dutch oven out in the cold mountains and there's peach cobbler in there? These are some great times I had. I spent many years as a Boy Scout master taking the young men out and trying to teach them how to be young men. Now I see these young men on LinkedIn, another stock I own. Some of these young men are professors at Harvard and professors at Stanford. One of them's the head of nuclear physics. I can't even pronounce the name, some of these things that they do. These are good young men. Anyways, I'm bullish on the market for 2016. I went through the facts on Monday. I have no agenda here. The truth has no agenda. We look at the facts. And these smart alecks on Twitter and stock tweets, where's the bull market? You know, when the market's down 80 points, there's no bull market, laughing out loud. It just aggravates me to no end. You know, have you spent the time? Did you spend 12 hours over the weekend looking at numbers? Have you crunched the numbers? Or are you just saying that because the market's down today? You've been wrong for the last 6.5, 7 years. Where's Peter Schiff these days with his call on gold and his call on the market going to 500? I haven't seen him on TV recently. Now, eventually, we're going to have a bear market. And we're going to have to do things a little bit differently. But as long as earnings in America and the S&P of these great companies that we talk about every day, they don't have to be American companies. I own several overseas companies. I own Avago, which is headquartered in Taiwan. There's great companies all over the world, and they make great products, and they continue to grow and flourish. And these are the kinds that you want to own if you're a growth investor. And along the way, you're going to have the pullbacks, 10, 15, 20%, and you're going to curse the market. You're never going to, well, then you probably don't belong in the market. Buy CDs, you'll get 1% a year. That's the alternative. It's a risk and reward ratio. Time in the market. Another thing that I talk about here all the time. Time in the market. You know, Warren Buffett never sells. He buys this little collection of stocks like Monopoly, and he collects the money off them forever. He just continues to add to his collection. Skechers here, Skyworks there, Avago there, Electronic Arts there. Well, let us put together a portfolio for you. GundersonCapital.com or sign up for our newsletter. 855-611-BEST. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.